Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome to the Daily Dietitian Podcast. I am your host, Stacey Mitchell. I am so happy to have you here. My goal for this podcast is to break down the latest health topics and help clear the clutter in the messy world of nutrition and fitness. We hope to inspire, educate, and entertain all things wellness. Join us as we talk with experts in their fields on how to feel our best in our own body and mind. Hey there, thank you so much for joining us this week. We have another couple solo episodes on these topics that I just feel the need that I need to talk about, especially this one. I title this episode as Five Reasons Why You Need to Enjoy Your Favorite Treats. I say this with passion and compassion. Because in my 20s and 30s, like you know, I found myself trapped in the cycle of restriction and deprivation, constantly denying myself these foods that I just truly enjoyed. And this not only consumed a significant amount of mental energy, but it also fueled my disordered eating habits that, you know, sometimes they may sneak up here and there today. And I'm like, no, get out of here. I'm not dealing with that. I'm just talking to myself. So, however, I have come to realize that treating myself with these, I guess you can say, indulgent foods is really crucial for fostering trust in the body and staying attuned to your feelings and emotions around food. So what we really want to happen is embracing those treats, and it's allowed me and my clients to break free from those restrictive mindsets and just really develop a healthier relationship with eating by prioritizing balance, enjoyment, and overall well-being. So here are my five reasons. Number one, we're going to celebrate with food. Food should be celebrated because it is served as more than just sustenance. It can harness joy, connection, and culture. And while primarily food is functioned to nourish our bodies, I think we need to have fun with food. Whether that just be sharing your favorite dessert with your family for, you know, a normal day, or having a special home-cooked meal for a birthday or a celebration that you are having. Food has the power to ignite our senses and invoke those profound feelings of joy. And embracing food as a source of pleasure, as well as sustenance, allows us to fully appreciate its role in enriching our lives by fostering these connections. Number two, excessive restriction often leads to a cycle of overeating. I told you this before, lesson learned. Easier said than done. Feeling restricted, whether it's in relation to food or otherwise, is never enjoyable. And food, it doesn't have morals. It should not be classified as strictly good or bad, because health is not. It is not black and white. And labeling those foods as bad can set a harmful cycle for many individuals. And while food that is labeled bad, consuming it can really start having these feelings of guilt and self-criticism. And think about how we talk about food to the younger kids. They catch on as well. This negative mindset can trigger a cascade of self-sabotaging thoughts, ultimately leading to overindulgence. And instead of falling into this pattern, it's essential to acknowledge that treating oneself occasionally is a normal part of a balanced diet. That's what makes it balanced. You got to have a little bit of this and a little bit of that. And embracing these moments without the guilt, one, you can fully savor the experience and move forward positively. I love that one. Number three, all foods fit. The same kind of concept as the last one, but in a balanced diet, all foods have their place, including all of our favorite treats. Balanced eating isn't about strict restriction or deprivation. It's about incorporating a variety that nourishes both the body and the soul. Because if we keep thinking about it, or we keep having this desire and not fulfilling our favorite foods, that's not balance. And what we mean by this is that, you know, enjoying those nutrient-rich foods like fruits and vegetables and lean proteins and whole grains, having room while also allowing room for treats. So by finding this equilibrium, you can satisfy both your nutritional needs, your cravings, and promoting overall satisfaction and well-being. And when you finally have that chocolate cupcake or whatever that's been sitting about it because you've been thinking about it, you know what happens? You stop thinking about it. Like once you eat it, it's done. So have it. Enjoy it. Number four, let go of perfect eating. Your diet is and does not have to be perfect. There is no such thing as perfect eating. So release that guilt and let go of the feelings and shame associated with enjoying the treats. Recognizing that a single indulgent does not define your overall health or well-being. Be like, oh, I've had this ice cream. Oh, I ruined my day. I'm bad. No. Embrace the self-compassion, move forward, and we don't think about without dwelling on past. Number five, break the obsession cycle. Setting rigid rules around foods can lead to obsessive thoughts and behavior, and incorporating treats into your diet will help break away of the cycle of fixation and promote a more relaxed and a balanced approach. If we are constantly fixating on food choices or restricting treats or I don't even want to say this word, but having a cheat day, that is the worst thing to do because you think, oh, this is my cheat day. This is my cheat meal. And you go bonkers. You go absolutely crazy on that day. Is that really providing balance? I think it does way too much on your mental health too. So allowing yourself to enjoy the treats mindfully every day really involves having a healthier relationship with food and reduces those obsessive thoughts. You have control over the food. The food does not control you. And in conclusion, yes, let's have those favorite foods. I just made these crispy, chocolate crispy peanut butter cups. And it's basically just peanut butter, chocolate chips, cocoa, and Rice Krispie cereal. And finding little things like that, that you can have, you know, for a snack or when you have that little sweet tooth, or I'm always craving something sweet after a meal. I feel like when I have those go-to items that it's real food, but in the right portion, satisfies me mentally and physically. And that is key. I'll put the link to that recipe if you want that one. It's a really good one. The other day, my daughter came home from school and the kitchen was kind of a mess because I was doing some recipe testing with this. And she goes, oh, what are these? Is this supposed to be healthy? And I told her, no, these are just crispy cups that I made with a few basic ingredients. There's no sugar substitutes. There's no added fiber in them. Just enjoy them. And she was eating a couple and she's like, oh my gosh, these are really good, Mom. Like, I need to stop, but or else she wouldn't feel good afterwards. If you have these sweet treat items or whatever it may be, maybe it's like queso chips or Cheetos. If you have these items, again, you'll start finding that, hey, they're there. They're going to be there. I can snack on them a little and I can put them back. And while this relationship may ebb and flow in different stages of your life, trust the process and trust yourself. That is when it is fun to have. Maybe it's little Cheeto bags that I can take with me on the car with a cheese stick. and having it in a good portion size to start if you feel like you're out of control with these items. Or like I said, those little mini chocolate crispy cups, peanut butter chocolate cups. They are in a good little portion size to add and grab. And finding those things that truly satisfy any craving that you may have will help you let go of this restrictive cycle. So enjoy those treats. Have some fun. And if you are not aware, I have a fantastic 7-day meal plan that has some of those good sweet treats in there. Great simple recipes that include 7 ingredients or less. Easy to make. Go to my website, dailydietitian.com, and sign up to get your free 7-day meal plan. I want to thank you so much for spending your time here on the Daily Dietitian Podcast.